Welcome to the magical worry land. Let's investigate this crime scene of worries and find two ways to spot kids who feel butterflies in their stomach. Let's go.
Hey, silly squad. Let's have lots of fun together on our exciting adventure. Remember, the things we talk about and the activities we do in this podcast are just for fun and learning. If you ever don't feel well or have any questions about exercises, it's super important to talk to doctors and other health professionals you trust. They're here to keep us healthy, safe, and happy. And now let's get ready for a magical time filled with laughter and joy.
Hey there, City Squad. Welcome to the Mabul Super Health Explorers. My name is Dr. Mabul. I have my co-host,
Dr. Caro.
How are you doing, Dr. Caro?
Good, and you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. So we hope that you're doing well as well. Basically, the Mabul Super Health Explorers is a super duper cool show all about staying healthy, made for kids just like you. We talk about how to take care of our body, feel strong and happy. But don't worry, we make it fun and exciting while we learn together. But before we start learning, it's start to move. So it's our segment we called Move and Groove. Basically, we're going to do an activity to spend some energy and get ready for the show. So what's your suggestion today, Dr. Caro?
We do some push-ups.
Okay, so we're going to do 5 push-ups?
Sir.
All right, so let's get ready. Yes. So let's wait for Dr. Caro's signal.
3, 2, 1, go. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Now we're ready to start the show. Okay, so today's topic is that we're going to continue what we did last week. Last week, basically, we talked about the little girl called Caroline. She comes from my book, which is A Fable to Have Everything That I Want. In the first fable, the fable's title was The Golden Feather. And Caroline basically needed help to calm down because she felt worried. So last week we talked about how a kid's become worried. Now today we're going to talk about how to know if a kid is feeling worried right from the beginning. So, Dr. Caro, do you have any idea how you can recognize, if you are a worry detective, how can you find if a kid is worried or not?
Well, if they're playing around with stuff or hands, okay. Playing around, if their palm is getting sweaty.
Okay.
If they start to look everywhere else except but the center, they lose focus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm seeing in those examples that you gave, which are really good examples, is that we notice a change in the way that the kid is acting. Mm-hmm. The kid is acting differently than he or she usually does. So this is a really good way to know if a kid is feeling worried, because sometimes when something is bothering you so much, when something's bothering you so much, you might not act like you usually do. And you might be quiet, or you might be angry, you might be hyperactive, you act differently. So differently, that's a really good way to figure out something is going on with this kid. And you ask a few questions to figure out what's worrying you, what's bothering you, what's on your mind. So that's a really good example. Another way we can know if a kid is feeling worried, is that, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Beside all those great examples that you gave us a few minutes ago, is there another way that you feel or something that you do or you notice from you when you feel worried?
Well, the way they stand is like more closed up.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase my question. When you feel worried, do you notice any change with your sleeping pattern?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And why do you think that when you worry, you're having difficulties to sleep?
Overthinking. You stress out, then you're thinking about stuff that are making you stress out. Like, I have to at this tomorrow. Should I study? No, I already studied a lot, but I should study more because I don't want to fail. But then, if I study too much, my sleep is gonna be it's gonna be mixed up, and you won't sleep.
Okay.
Or you will, but like not a lot.
Okay. So definitely, when you worry, you realize that your sleep will be affected. When you're having problems to sleep, that's when you realize, okay, I'm overthinking. You're thinking about whatever is causing you to be worried. So yes, that's another good way that affect kids, is that when they think about what they will go through or what they're going through or what they went through, and they overthink about it. Obviously, instead of sleeping and relaxing and recuperating. So that's definitely another way that we can see that a kid is affected and is worrying and overthinking.
You can't really see that a kid is overthinking unless you put cameras in their room.
But you just told me in your case, when you worry, you think about things instead of sleeping.
Yes. But how are the others gonna manage that you to see that you're overthinking?
Well, they're gonna have to ask you questions. Why are you having problems to sleep? And if a kid is honest, then it will say that I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, I'm worrying about this, I'm sad, I'm nervous, I'm anxious. So that's a way to figure out that the kid is having problems sleeping, when they will tell you about it. So that ends today's episode. So what did you like about today's episode, Dr. Cao?
I like this episode a lot, so I don't know.
Anything specific that you liked about today's episode?
No, nothing specific.
Well, me again, what I liked is that you brought really good examples. The fact that a kid might be sweating more than they usually do, moving a little more than they usually do. And those are really, really real and really good examples. Again, good job again on your examples, Dr. Carol. So that's what I really like today about today's episode. Now for the next episode, stay tuned, because on the next episode, we're going to go into the math. We're going to see what are the example and the statistics about kids who are feeling worried, who have butterflies in their stomachs. What do we know and have about this topic? So stay tuned for next week's episode. We're going to talk about that. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And stay baboon. And see you next week. Ciao.